Praise the Lord. Well, I guess I got a right to feel bad every now and then. Amen. Anybody ever feel that way? Last Monday was a special day for my wife and I. We both had the birthday on the same day. 74, 69. I'm 69. She's, no, I got that wrong. Yeah, I like to tease her. She's quite a gal. 50 years we've been married. This shirt I wore the last time when I did my vows again at 50 years, January 27th. God is awesome and good all the time. And amen. And excited to be here. Of course, I'm excited to be anywhere at my age. They said he gets better with age. Somebody, I don't know what they're talking about. Something besides, I think, talking about something about drinking something. I don't know. So I'm not going to sing this morning. That ought to make a lot of you happy. I'm preserving my energy. Hey, man, we made it, didn't we, Brother Gary? I told my wife, if I have to sit down on the platform and preach, I'm going to preach. Amen. But, we thank the Lord for his strength, his power, his anointing. Thank God for the church that God's given us right here. Amen. To be a help and a strength to our pastor. And I want to ask him to stand and open in prayer for my sermon. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. Last week, we was privileged to hear another great message. Amen. As a pastor preached, and how that he spoke about the four men that God mightily used to bring healing to one that was in need. You know, it's wonderful when God's people come together in unity and in love. And these four men last week, when it seemed it was impossible for them to help their friend on the cot that was no doubt dying, could not even walk, that God gave them the vision to go the second mile. How many knows it's important to be looking forward to go the second mile? Amen. How many knows it's important when God uses you? Each one of us God wants to use. There's none in here that God says, well, I'm finished with him. A couple of times I thought maybe he meant that me. But nevertheless, God is good and he's awesome. And where two or three together in his name, there they are, and he's in the midst. Amen. I'm speaking from 2 Kings, a sermon I have preached before. Since I've pastored 22 years, you pretty well cover a lot of it. Amen. And we're going to be speaking in a moment about four other men that God mightily used to bring salvation to the city. Here we find in 2 Kings this morning, in the 6th chapter, I won't read it all that part, but it talks about Syria was compassed about by the enemy. The enemy, for perhaps a month or longer, they had besieged Samaria, and they were dying. No way out, Way out meant death. Staying there meant death. They were in a predicament that only God in heaven could foresee and bring to pass. And here it got so bad that they even resorted to cannibalism inside the city. They were dying. There was no hope. Everything looked so bleak. But God always has a man. Did you hear me? God always has a man or a woman that was standing in the gap and make up the hedge. Amen. Our pastor needs you. You're important. You're vital to the kingdom of God. You're a nobody. You're not a nobody. You are somebody because of Calvary, because of what our Lord and Savior has done this morning. And as we look at the story here this morning, things look pretty bleak. When you're eating your own children, and that happened, things are down to rock bottom. But God had a man. Matter of fact, not only did God have one man named Elijah, but he had four men that sat there later on in the message and said, "Why sit we here till we die?" God doesn't want his church to sit still and do nothing. God wants his church to look up. For our redemption draweth nigh. For the more we see Jesus, the more we want to tell others about our Lord and Savior. Amen. It's just too good to hold to yourself. It's just too good to hold to yourself. Your loved ones, your aunt, your uncles, moms and dads, grandpas and grandmas, nephews and nieces, grandchildren are dying, lost without God. And if you don't pray for them, who's going to do it? Amen? And even go the second mile to tell them about Jesus, even if it turns them against you, you've at least told them in love. God loves you. And as we look into this story this morning, we find in the next chapter, the seventh chapter of 2 Kings, and Elijah said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord." My God in heaven. God is speaking. God is speaking through his prophet. "Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. When you go to prophesy, you better make sure if you're in a situation like this, you're telling the truth. Because the next day, guess whose head's going to go off? That prophet, if he's telling a lie. Takes a real man of God to stand up against odds like that and say, "Thus saith the Lord." This morning, all through the Word of God, it is saying, "Thus saith my Lord. Thus saith my Lord." And here we find that God had a prophet in that city that declared, tomorrow, regardless of what you see today, regardless if you're eating your children, regardless how bad it is, tomorrow they'll be given food away. In so many words. How many knows it was a bad time? It was a sorrowful time. They probably had in parts of the city dead bodies stacked up. Didn't even have died of starvation. It was bad. But now the man of God stands up and says, "Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow things are going to be different. You may be bad today, like I was yesterday, couldn't he hold food down. But there's always a tomorrow. There is always a tomorrow in Jesus. He is Lord and Master of everything. And this man of God standing up and declaring, you better be sure of yourself when you start to declare tomorrow, you're going to be plenty to eat. And we find that in that there that goes on to the second verse, and the Lord on whose hand the king leaned that was in the city answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord make windows in heaven, might this thing be? Beware what you say. Might this thing be? Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof. Watch out what you say. You may have to eat it. He said, in other words, what he was saying, God can't help us. It's over, folks. But when the devil says it's over, God says, stand back and see what I can do. Let me show you the miracle power of my love. Hope is the greatest thing in the world. Faith in a living God that will not let us down, will not cause us to fail, but will build a faith day by hearing the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing that of the word of God. You can't get enough of God in you. Try it. You'll like it. Amen? Try it. The more you read the word of God, the more you want to read it. Amen? It's just something about it, Brother Gary, it gets into you. It quenches the thirst. It feeds the hungry. Amen. And so now we come to this part here. Very interesting. Everything looks so blank. But you think that was bad? How'd you like to be these four lepers sitting outside the gate? It says here in the third verse, and there was four leprous men at the entering of the gate. And they were one. And they said one to another, why sit we here till we die? There's worse condition than those inside the city. You know, all they got for food was slop over the wall. They had the, yeah, anywhere they walked, unclean. Unclean. Unclean, and they were sitting there, and they were starving to death, literally. Very little strength like I got right now, perhaps. Amen. But God had four men. They said, if we sit here, we will die. If we go in the city, we will starve to death with the others. So let us venture out into the camp of the enemy. That's great faith. Said, but all they can do is kill us. They didn't have much left, no hope. It was all gone. But God saw something they didn't see. God was fixing to use these four men to bring salvation to that city that day. You never know who or when God might use you to bring salvation to somebody. If we're willing to be used, he's willing to use us. And here we see these lepers this morning. Not nothing to eat. Die if they go in a city. Die if they sit there. Let's go into the enemy's camp. Guess what? God went before them. God went before them. So as they venture to get up and go into death, if you please, because for sure, surety, they're going to die. They ain't going to tolerate no four leprous men coming into their camp, the enemy. But as they went, guess who went before them? God did. And the Bible tells us simply this, that they begin, the enemy outside the city of Samaria, begin to hear chariot wheels. They begin to hear an army coming. God opened up their ears to hear that which wasn't to be as it was. and the enemy began to run for their lives. They said, they hired the Egyptians. They hired another group. They're coming down to take us. We better run for our lives. And they took off running. They went so fast, they didn't have time to take, amen, the donkeys, the horses, nothing. They left it all there. You see, for when they went into war, and that day, they took all the jewels, all the precious things, because if they left their city and they went to war, the enemy may entrap them and come in behind them and steal everything they had. So they take it to war. So that's why there was plenty there. I can see there that as these four brothers came into camp, they could smell something so good, something they hadn't smelled in a long time. Hallelujah. They looked on the fire, and no doubt there was a big old turkey roasting, wild game roasting. Hallelujah. Their eyes got about that big. And they said, oh, my God. My God, this is more than unbelievable. They didn't run and say, they're hiding. They're hiding. They're going to kill us. No, they seen the blessings of the Lord, and they begin to partake of those blessings. And how many times have we seen the blessings of the Lord and we didn't partake of what he had for us? Reach it out. Saying, thank you, God, for supplying that which was impossible, you've made possible. And I could see these four men. Oh, they were beginning to rejoice, wouldn't you? Bible said they went in one tent, they took out the jewels and all the precious stones. But, hey, man, carrying it out, I can see him, Brother Gary, carrying it under one arm and a big old turkey leg in the other one, eating away, smiling like you've never seen a smile in years. And the Bible said they went and hid the precious garments, the jewels, all that. Said, man, it's a pretty good deal. Let's go get some more. They went back to Bible said, and they loaded up again. Times like that, you wish you had a wheelbarrow. Amen. They carried all the carry, and they hid that. They went back third time, and all at once, the Holy Ghost got a hold of them. The God of heaven put it in their heart. Men, this is not a good day. It's a good day, but it's even more blessed. But our loved ones, their moms, their dads, their sisters, their wives, they hadn't been hugged for so long. If anybody had a right to say, just let them starve, let them starve. But no, the God of heaven began to prick these four men's heart and say, this is not good. Our family, the inside of the city, they starve. They'll be dead tomorrow, so many thousands perhaps. Let's go and tell them. So after they got their full, amen, they headed out to the city. And they went to the city and they told the porter at the door, whatever, said, hey, we just went to the enemy's camp, and we've been blessed. They're not there. Nobody's there. Tell the king, open the doors. Let us in. Went to the king. They told the king, said, king, all this is true. It's happened. It's going to be all right today. Hallelujah. He said, let me tell you what's happened. He said, the enemy, this is the king. He said, the enemy has hid themselves in the field. And they know that if we open the gate and the people all rush out, they'll rush into a city and take a city and slaughter us all. See how the devil is working? But God is much greater than the devil. And so, what happened? Guess what? When you're hungry like they're hungry, you don't, at that point, you don't care if they're there or not. There's food. They probably had a big old turkey in one hand and jewels in the other and said, see, it has happened. It's happened, believe me. It's happened. God has come on the scene. And God has spared us as the man of God said he would. And they ran out. But something very interesting, remember back when he leaned upon the king, his servant, and said, if God can make windows in heaven, might this thing be? He said, you'll see it with your eyes. The prophet of God said to this man, but you will not eat thereof. The king appointed that particular man over the gate. And when that gate opened and thousands started running out, they trampled him to death. He saw with his eyes, but he did not partake of it. When God says something, he means what he says, Brother Gary. And God spared the city. Short but sweet.
That's pretty powerful. Amen. You can sit down over here if you want to, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. I love that word. How many of you know God can give you an instant turnaround? Amen. Amen. That's one of the things that stands out about that story in Scripture is one day it is nothing but just tragic. And by the following day, God has worked a miracle. I've seen the Lord do that time and time again. Oftentimes you hear me preach and others preach, just hang on. It ain't over till it's over. How can you preach that? How can you believe that? Because I've seen God make a turnaround that quick. Amen? Amen. Bow your heads and let's pray here this morning, all right? Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful for the word. I'm so grateful for the encouragement that nothing is impossible with you. Lord, I'm so thankful that no matter how bleak things may be or how bleak they may look, you can bring a complete turnabout. You can bring a complete change. I'm so thankful for that, Lord. There may be someone here this morning, Father, that is just at that place where somebody said, tie, you know, when you get to the end of the rope, tie a knot and hang on. And they've tied the knot and they've been hanging on so long they don't know if they can hang anymore. I pray right now, God, that you would just cause them to understand that you were in control and no matter how bad that it looks, you can make a difference in that situation. I pray, Father, that you would let faith rise in their heart to receive that. Touch our hearts with this word this morning, I pray. Minister to each one, I ask this morning, Lord, through this word. I pray it in Jesus' name. While every head is bowed and every eye is just closed, maybe you're here this morning and you would be willing to slip up a hand and say, Pastor Gary, I need prayer. I need prayer. I have a situation, yes. God sees that hand and that hand and that hand and there and there and there and there. Thank you, Jesus. Let's do something a little bit different here this morning. Those of you that lifted your hands, just stand to your feet and come and stand here in the front of the house of the Lord. If you lifted your hand and said, I need prayer, I need a change, I need God to do something beyond the extraordinary, I need God to work a miracle like he worked in this scriptural story that Brother Dean shared with us, just come and stand right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those of you that are remaining in your seats, here's what I want you to do. The Bible said that we are to pray one for another. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to just reach out your hand toward these that have come up here in the front this morning. Just lift up your hand, reach out your hand to these that have come. And just begin to pray for them. Begin to pray that God will uphold them and strengthen them and bring about a change in the need in their life. And let's pray for them. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, right now, I just pray by your anointing and by your Holy Spirit that, Father, you will bring about a change. Let the enemy hear the chariot wheels of the adversary. Let the enemy hear the mighty armies of God being released. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit undertake right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I don't know what each one of them are battling, but what I do know is that you are Lord of every situation. That you are Lord of every need. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that, God, you would touch their lives and that you would strengthen them and that you would bring about a change. Lord, even as you said in your word, by this time tomorrow, I pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you will break the chains that bind, that you will loose those who are bound, and that you will touch those who are discouraged and those who need health and healing. Bring life. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Let every need be met. Let every need be met. Let every need be met in the mighty and glorious name of Jesus. And Lord, we will fail not to give you the praise. We will fail not to give you the glory. We will testify of your goodness and your mercy. Hallelujah.